Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is one of our victory videos designed to strengthen your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful success key from God's Word that I call becoming victory-minded. Before we do that, though, let me just say thank you and give a shout-out to those of you who support one of our missionary families. You know, we serve missionaries all over the world, but they can't do what they do without the prayer cover and the support of their friends. So thank you for supporting your missionary. And hey, by the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you have found the right place. Go to our website, click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there and how to contact us. And finally, for everyone watching this, I encourage you to take advantage of all the free Bible study tools that we make available on our website. We have over 400 hours of free audio teaching, a lot of subjects. You can listen through your device or you can download them free of charge. We have free study guides. We also have a topical memory system, and these tools will strengthen your walk in Christ. All right, for a few minutes, let's turn our attention to this powerful principle that I call becoming victory-minded. That word minded is very important. How do you approach life? What is your mindset? You know, a lot of times we're influenced by our past. Whether it was a good past or bad past, it influences. And so we begin to approach life from a certain mindset. Some people go through life just fearful about everything. They're afraid to apply for a job. Well, I might not get it. They're afraid if they get the job, I might not be able to do it. And so some people go through life with fear. Other people go through life depressed. Other people go through life, I'll never have anything. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I've been too bad in my past. God can't love me. And you know, this underlying foundation that I call a mindset so often dictates what we get in life. Well, as a Christian, we can absolutely change that. We can have a renewal of sorts in the way that we approach life, a new world perspective, a world view that's different. Let me share with you the key verse for our study today, and that is found in 1 John chapter 5. The Apostle John, who was very close to Jesus, all the disciples were, but John had a special place. He says this in verse 4. He says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." Now, I want you to let that sink in. He doesn't say a few things, one thing. He says, "Whatever is born of God overcomes the world." Now, I want to ask you a question. If you're a Christian, have you been born of God? Have you been changed? It's like a new birth, spiritually speaking. So when you accepted Christ, the Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit comes inside you. It's almost like God injects His DNA in you. One version even says that we become new species, new creations in Christ. So yes, you've been born of God. Well, what does that verse mean for us then? Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. So the first thing from this verse is that you are a world overcomer. You need to approach life that way. Instead of going through life like, I'm not sure, maybe this, maybe that. No, I'm a world overcomer because I depend on Christ. Not in myself. Nope, I'm not going to overcome this in myself. And he mentions that here in a moment. But I'm an overcomer because of what God has done for me and through me. He goes on to say, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Now you see the connection? You've got to have faith. Faith in what? Faith in self? No. That's going to lead down the road of defeat. He says, faith in what God has done. So I begin to have faith in Christ. I begin to have faith in the Holy Spirit. I have faith in the promises of God, and that causes me to be a world overcomer. I want to share another quick verse with you from Joshua, and I've come to call this God's formula for success. Now, you know, if you don't like that word formula, let me use another word, recipe. But it's very clear here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, that God says, do these things and you'll have certain results. Do these things and you'll have certain results. So let's read it. There's a kind of a condition to this. He says in verse 8, and remember, Joshua was trying to step into the shoes of Moses. How would you like that job? You know, trying out for that job. Okay, step up. Moses split the sea. Let's see what you can do. So there's a little bit opportunity to feel intimidated there. So here comes Joshua stepping into the role to lead Israel. And God himself says this to Joshua. He says, this book of the law, talking about the Bible of that day, what Moses had written. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. So meditate in God's word day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then, now watch this, you do that, God says something will happen. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. What a powerful promise we have, even in the Old Testament. So St. John said, based on what has happened in Christ, we're world overcomers. And if we'll have faith in that, we can overcome whatever we face. And Joshua gives kind of this recipe. He says, meditate in God's word day and night. Always keep it in your mouth. In other words, speak the word, confess the word. You know, there's a new thing today in psychology called self-talk. And it's like what you say to yourself, what you're rehearsing to yourself. Well, the Bible knew about that. The Bible calls that meditation or confession, confessing what God has done for us. But he says, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Or one version says, then you'll deal wisely. And you know, God's version of success is finding and fulfilling the will of God. I want to say that again. God's version of success is finding and fulfilling the will of God. And all that that means. So if you're called into business, God will help you succeed there. If you're called as a missionary, God wants you to succeed in doing that. If God's called you to the medical field, He wants you to succeed in doing that. And He has all the provision that you need to make that happen. So it all starts with this world view, this world perspective, that I am an overcomer. I am a person who is destined for God's kind of success, which is finding and fulfilling the will of God. I'm becoming victory-minded. Change your perspective, change the way you approach life, and you'll see a difference in the results that you get. All right, this is Jason Peebles reminding you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.